Michael back in the conversation, calling from Gilbert. With a patio ceiling that was sheetrocked and then vinyl sided over the top of that, it's had some failure. And he's asking for a referral of someone who could do it for him. Michael, I'm going to tell you, I would recommend a man by the name of Tom Booth, with one caveat.
You said?
Tom Booth.
Say that. Uh-huh.
Booth. It's Booth Built Patio Products. But I know the man.
Okay.
He is completely buried up in work. I talked to him just recently.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be the only dilemma. But call him and talk to him. Let him know we talked. And I gave you his name and number. And his phone number is 623-979-3339. And it's Booth Built Patio Products. He specializes in patio covers, rolling shades, screens, and sunrooms, as well as siding products just like the one you're dealing with. So give Tom a call, Michael, and go from there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, man. Happy New Year. Have a great weekend. So we still have Peggy and we still have Micah. Roll me real quick back to the study on from Arizona's economy. Incoming imports, in migration. I was surprised with the report on where they were all coming from.
Well, you know, the obvious. What were the not so obvious?
California, here we come, right?
That's the obvious.
California, by far and away, is the number one state people are moving from to get to Arizona. I was surprised.
And so many of them are used to long commutes. They could move into Douglas Ranch, drive back to San Diego, and have the same commute.
Or if their work environment has gone completely remote, they don't have to leave their job in Huntington Beach, and they can live in Glendale.
For a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, Ran into an old friend. Up in the White Mountains. Hadn't seen him in 30 years. We played football together at Saguaro High School. And I bumped into him on the streets of a town in the White Mountains. He had moved to California, became an attorney, and sold his house in Escondido, moved to this little town in the White Mountains, and he says, Rosie, I got enough money left over. I never have to work another day of my life.
The median home price between the two states is almost a $300,000 difference. So
it's double.
You sell out there, you buy out here.
Got lots left over.
You got a couple hundred thousand left over.
So California.
I mean, that's assuming you didn't have a mortgage and, you know, obviously.
California sends us more people than any other city. I was surprised the other two states that round out the top three were Texas and Washington.
Texas surprises me.
Washington
doesn't.
It surprised me too. Really,
yeah, because I know one study, most Californians are moving to Texas.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
The three locations outside of that Californians are going to was Arizona, Texas, and Florida. But Texas moving to Arizona? That one surprises me.
It does.
Is there an industry relocation?
Maybe they were on the grid last year and experienced that and went, again.
Yeah, that may be it, that big freeze across Texas. But one of the reasons that's driving the migration is Phoenix and Tucson are both below the national average cost of living. Portland, Denver, San Diego, and Los Angeles, virtually any city in California, and Seattle, can be as high as 31% above the average cost of living. So we're trying in the month of January to talk about neighbors and be a good neighbor. And we're having a growth curve with Maricopa County being the fastest growing county in all of America for the last couple years, primarily. You're meeting new people all the time. Let's welcome them. Let's make them a part of the Arizona community and do what we can to make them feel welcome. I can tell you, having moved here as a kid in 1966, but made a living from the growth. It's a bittersweet situation. Arizona was sure a great little state with 2.1 million people. Now I think we're approaching 8, and it's still a great state. Just got a little bit more traffic, a few more people out there camping under my favorite camping trees and fishing my favorite fishing holes. But welcome to all of you. Shall we try and get Peggy in here real quick? Let's see if we can get Peggy's question, and then I see Mary is on hold next. There is one open line at 1-888-767-4348.
Let's get Peggy in real quick.
Real quick. Okay. All right, Peggy.
Go, Peggy.
Hi. I had a question regarding a shower stall. It is cracked all the way around. I had someone look at it here locally. I live in the White Mountains in a small town. And I was given a bid for replacing the shower, which would include removal and replacement. I was given a bid of about $2,000. I was told that the pan is not supported underneath and it's falling through. However, when I said, okay, that sounds fine, they said they would not warranty the work, but would have to do something different and charge me $3,000.
Okay, Peggy, hold on. I'm going to need a little bit more information. We're going to have break for bottom of the hour news here. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to your shower pan and your proposal right after this. Hang on.